Hi, Dan Sheridan here, connecting you with the past. It was on this day, June 7th, 1769. One of America's greatest pioneers helps blaze the trail of westward expansion. The question is, what is a pioneer, and why are they so important? Well, let's talk about it. For those of you following the frontier, today is Boon Day. It's a celebration of what happened on this day, June 7th, 1769, when frontiersman Daniel Boone first saw the forests and valleys of Kentucky. Well, here's the story. Pioneer days are just about gone, yet people today long to go to the woods, build cabins, deal with the elements, explore the wilderness, and enjoy the evening campfire. Kids still play games that find their origins in pioneer days. Frontier ways are still woven into the fabric of our national ideas of leisure. However, pioneer life was anything but leisure for the original pioneers. The English word pioneer comes from an old French word meaning foot soldier. A pioneer originates or helps open up a new line of thought or activity which prepares the way for others to follow. The pioneer does the hardest work, blazing a new trail, while those who follow him have the benefit of the pioneer's path. Daniel Boone, the hero of our story, was a pioneer of westward expansion. Early America was crammed up against the Atlantic. By the 1760s and 70s, the Old West started playing a big part in the history and government of the United States. The 1763 Treaty of Paris gave the British control of the region between the Ohio River, the Great Lakes, and the Mississippi. As a result, people started pouring across the mountains into the western wilderness. The man who pioneered this movement was Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone was born on November 2, 1734 in Berks County, Pennsylvania, which was on the edge of the wilderness at that time. His youth was spent hunting and trapping on the North Carolina frontier. His happiest times were spent on long hunting trips far from home. I bet you many of you like that idea, don't you? Well, in 1769, together with five companions, Daniel Boone started out on a quest for Kentucky. They crossed the Blue Ridge Mountains and passed through the Cumberland Gap. And then, on this day, June 7th, 1769, Boone and his group first saw the forests and valleys of Kentucky. After a few years of thrilling adventures and narrow escapes from danger, Boone established a fort at Boonesboro, and then in June of 1775, he moved there with his family. This became the first permanent settlement in Kentucky, which was still part of Virginia and remained so until 1790. Boone did a lot of work. He surveyed tracts of lands for settlers, forests were cleared, fields were cultivated, crops appeared, and towns and forts grew up. Travel, remember, was extremely difficult in those days. Trails were impassable in wet weather, and horseback, stagecoach, or walking was the only way to get around. Boone helped settlers by marking out a trail which came to be known as the Wilderness Road. It was also known as Boone's Trail and Kentucky Road. The Wilderness Road started in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, passed between the Allegheny and Blue Ridge Ranges to the Potomac River near Harper's Ferry. From there, it eventually made its way to where Louisville now stands. Over time, as you can imagine, as people poured onto Boone's Trail, many clearings and towns began to appear along the Wilderness Way. Now imagine thousands of brave pioneers traveling westward on this mountain trail with their wives, kids, livestock, farming tools, and Bibles to start a new life. The men and boys usually walked. Women and girls rode on the horses and cooked for the party when they camped. The men knew how to defend themselves, being skilled with their long-barreled rifles and hunting knives. The trips were still perilous, however, as many graves of beloved family members lined the trail. Many tears were shed. Pioneers suffered for the sake of their kids and grandkids. Personal safety and security weren't their goal. I want you to think about what these pioneers went through to make our lives what they are today. What is leisure to us was life-threatening to them. Thank God for pioneers. And happy Boone Day! This is Dan Sheridan. You've been connected with the past. The present and future are now yours. So make a difference wherever you're at and in everything you do today. And remember, be good to each other because we're in this together.